And here we are again with Jimmy Allen. The young flying student has at last learned that some vital plans of the new jet-propelled airplane have been stolen from the Army Experimental Aircraft Factory on the airport. But he also realizes that his great friend and instructor, Speed Robertson, is under suspicion. Circumstances seem to indicate that the famed pilot is in some way connected with the disappearance of the valuable drawings. Jimmy knows better, but can he prove it? He also knows that Major Moto, the mysterious Oriental, is more than just a student at the school. But right now, Jimmy must take another lesson from Speed Robertson. And here they are with Jimmy at the controls and the patient Speed guiding the young student.
How was that last turn, Speed?
All right, Jimmy boy. You're doing fine this morning.
You know, I thought I was slipping a little.
If you did, I didn't notice it.
Shall I try another one?
No, I think I'll let you shoot some landings now.
Oh, boy, that'll be great. Just what I want.
Okay, now, Jim, I guess you know all the basic rules of landing and taking off an airplane.
I think I do.
Of course, you know the first one. Always land and take off into the wind.
Yeah, I know that one all right.
All right. Now, you've got to learn just when to cut your gun so you'll come in and land at the right spot.
That doesn't sound so easy.
It's all a matter of judgment and practice. The first thing to determine is the proper gliding angle of your ship. Then pick out a spot on the field and learn where you should be in relation to that spot when you start your glide.
I can see that all right.
Now, if you cut your gun too soon, you'll undershoot the field. If you cut too late, you'll overshoot.
What happens if you undershoot the field?
Just this, kid. And let me give you a warning. It's bad practice to consistently undershoot a field when landing. The only thing you can do then is give her the gun, fly into the field, and then cut the gun when you're ready to sit down.
What's so dangerous about that? I don't see...
Here's where the danger comes in. You're always depending upon your engine to bring you in. And someday you might give her the gun and she wouldn't take right away. Then you'd be out of luck.
Well, why shouldn't the engine take?
Well, it should, Jim, and usually does. But remember this. If it shouldn't be in good condition, pumping oil or something like that, it might foul up the plugs. And when you gave her the gun, she wouldn't take instantly.
Oh, I see.
You'll see some pilots who always bring their ships in on the gun, as we call it. It's gotten to be a habit with them. But it's a bad habit, and you avoid it.
Well, I'll sure remember what you told me. But say, what happens when you overshoot a field?
Well, that's not so bad if you realize in time that you're overshooting.
What do you do then?
As you're coming down in your glide and get within 300 or 400 feet of the ground, you can usually tell whether or not you're going to overshoot.
Yeah, I think I could tell that all right.
Then maneuver your ship so that she'll lose altitude without carrying you across the field.
But how?
By making a series of S-turns, or you can side-slip it if you want to.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pilots do that.
Sure you have. However, Jim, the best way to land is always to come in a straight, normal glide and land just where you want to without a lot of maneuvering.
And the way to do that, Speed, is to throttle your engine at exactly the right point, huh?
That's the idea exactly. It's just a matter of practice. Now, here, we're about over the field now. Let's try a landing.
Okay. Shall I do it?
Sure, go ahead. Cut the gun whenever you're ready.
Well, Speed, I'm going to try and land at the intersection of those two runways. Well, I'll cut the gun right here. There, there. Now, let's see how close I can come to it.
Now, your glide's a little fast, Jim. Bring that nose up a little.
Okay. Hey, there. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. But look here. Hey, where you going? Keep the ship on a straight line, right into the wind. The way you're headed now, you won't even hit the runway.
Oh, I guess I sort of got off a little.
I'll say you did. Now, bank her up there. Here, put that wing down when you're banking. Don't try to make any flat turns.
Okay, there. Now, how's that, Speed?
Okay. Now, head her right down that runway. Now, do you see what you've done?
Oh, gee, Speed, I guess I undershot the field.
Now, you didn't do anything different. Well, what are you going to do now?
Give her the gun.
That's the idea. Now, not too much, though.
Now, there we are. That ought to be enough. Oh, gee, if I'd have let her go, we'd have landed in the river.
I'll say we would. All right, we're close to the ground now. Now, level her off. Hey, not too much. Get that nose down. Now, hold it off. Hold it. Now, get your tail down. Hey, not so much.
Well, that wasn't a very good landing, was it, Speed?
A good landing? That was about 8 landings, and all of them bad. That's all right, kid. You did well for the first time.
Well, it didn't seem very good to me. What did I do wrong?
You leveled off too soon. Then you got one wing down slightly. If the ground had been 25 feet higher, it'd have been a good landing. Then you put your tail down before we'd lost all your flying speed.
Oh, gee, there's a lot of things to think of in those last few seconds.
Just a matter of practice, kid. In a few days, you'll be making swell three-point landings.
They're the best kind, aren't they?
Yes, sir. You put the two wheels and tail skid on the ground at exactly the same instant. Your landing will then be okay.
Say, you know, I heard of a three-point landing the other day that wasn't okay.
You mean that student who landed on two wheels in the engine?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that was a three-point landing, all right. But don't try that kind, at least when I'm along. Well, taxi into the line, kid. Someone else may want to use this runway.
Okay. You know, once you get the feel of it, this ship seems to handle easy on the ground.
There's nothing to it. But never try to taxi too fast in a high wind.
I'll be careful of that, all right. Oh, look, Speed. There's Dick Croft.
Sure enough. Well, here we are, and I'm going to leave you. I have to begin the test flights on the new Army jet plane this afternoon.
Oh, gee, Speed, can I go down with you? Can I see it? Oh, I'd really get a kick out of that.
That's all right with me, kid. I'm going to talk to Captain Sweeney now, and I'll ask him about it. You call me at my quarters right after lunch.
Okay. Oh, gosh, I hope it'll be all right. I've been mighty anxious to see that.
Well, hi, Jimmy. Hello, Mr. Robertson.
Oh, hello there, Dick.
Hello, Dick. How are you? Well, Jim, I'll be leaving you. Call me right after lunch.
Okay. So long, Speed. Oh, say, I sure hope I do better on my landings tomorrow.
You will. Don't worry, Jim.
Yeah, wait till I cut my switches, Dick, and I'll be right with you.
Did you make that landing a minute ago, Jimmy? Barb and I saw you on the runway.
Well, if you can call it a landing, Dick. Speed said it was 8 landings.
Sure, that was swell, Jimmy. Speed was just kidding you, I know.
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty terrible, I guess. But I'm learning anyway.
Sure you are. You'll be a full-fledged pilot and have a license before you know it.
Well, I don't know about that, but... Oh, look, this must be Nadine Hammond driving up. Oh, yeah, that's she, all right. She's the girl who drove Speed and me into town the other day when we bailed out.
It's a good-looking car and not a bad-looking girl.
Good morning, Jimmy. I see you've been flying again. The little crack-up you had the other day doesn't seem to have bothered, but I guess you're busy. I'll barge along and see you some other time.
Oh, no, I'm not busy. Oh, Miss Hammond, let me present Dick Croft. Dick is a student at the school here, too.
How do you do?
Well, how do you?
Flying is such a fascinating sport. I think I'll take it up. I'm to speak to Father about that.
Oh, gee, there's nothing like it.
Yes, it would keep me amused for a while. And one meets such interesting people around a flying field.
Well, I must run along. Enjoyed seeing you, Miss Hammond. See you later, Jimmy.
Okay, Dick, see ya.
Bye.
Well, how have you been, Miss Hammond?
Oh, rather fair. So Dick Croft is a student down here.
Mm-hmm. A fine fella, too.
He seems to be very attractive.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
Jimmy, you know, this car of mine hasn't been acting right. And I'm so stupid about engines and things. Why don't you come to poor little Nadine's rescue and discover the trouble, You're an aviator, and flyers know everything about engines and spark plugs and all that sort of thing.
Well, I would...
Well, we could zoom down the highway, and just by listening to it, you could advise me. Well, would you mind?
Well, thanks, Miss Hammond. I appreciate it, but... You see, I don't know much about cars, and you see... Well, I expect to go down to the Army airplane factory this afternoon. Speed Robertson's testing out that new Army ship. And, well, I've already told him...
Oh, Jimmy, you're just a slave to aviation, but... There's no hurry. We'll do it some other day.
Hey, Jimmy. Are you busy? Can I see you for a minute or two?
Oh, hi there, Flash. Sure you can see me.
Oh, well, Jimmy, I'll buzz along. But, you know, you must tell me all about flying real soon.
Well, I sure will, Miss Hammond. And look, I'm sorry about
that. Oh, think nothing of it. I'll be down again. Bye-bye.
Hey, guy, who's a swell dame? Ain't I seen her down here before?
Why, sure you have, Flash. That's Miss Hammond, the girl who brought Speed and me back from the crash the day we bailed out, remember?
Oh, yeah. I thought I seen that outfit before. Well, Jimmy, don't get into no flat spin with them high-powered babies.
Oh, don't worry about that, Flash. Why, I hardly know her. She's just interested in flying anyway.
Oh, yeah? Okay, kid.
Say, what do you want to see me about?
Listen, there's too much going on around here that I don't understand.
Hmm? What's happened now?
Well, it's nothing important, I guess. But what would this here Major Moto be doing stealing a lot of lead out of my stockroom?
But what of it?
What of it? Well, listen, I goes in the locker room this morning and sees Moto's flying jacket on the floor. I grabs it off the floor to hang it on a hook, and it feels awful heavy, see?
Yeah, but
I... Well,
not...
I thought that was kind of funny. So I feels in one of the pockets, and there's two of my lead bars. Now, I don't know whether this has anything to do with what you've been...
And now what? Will Flash's discovery lead Jimmy anywhere? Will Speed's flight test of the sensational, mysterious jet-propelled fighter reveal anything? Jimmy's mighty anxious to see this new ship, and so are we. Let's watch developments in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.